Welcome to Champion Circle Podcast.
We have a mandate to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ because your life matters to God.
Grab a Bible and get set to receive a personal word from the Lord as you listen to this timely and spirit-filled message. Here is today's message.
Briefly, what is in the birth of Jesus Christ for the world? Why are we celebrating? What is in this thing? Why are we making noise about it? Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 2, verse 10 to 14. Bible says, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings. I am talking to somebody here this morning. Fear not, I bring you good tidings. Now, if it remain 1 second for you to see shame, the glad tidings of the season will answer for you. If it remain 1 minute for you to enter the grave, the season's good news will bring you out. In the name of Jesus. Say, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Somebody will receive a sign. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Praise the Lord. That was the prophecy, not even a prophecy, that has to do with the fulfillment of heaven's mandate concerning the arrival of Christ, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And from that scriptures, we see that quite a handful of things actually follow Jesus. Praise the Lord. And these are the things we are celebrating. These are the things we have been positioned to enjoy. You know, overnight I heard this voice and I said that what we have come to celebrate today is the reality of God's ever-abiding presence. And this should give you and I an assurance that we are not walking alone. Is somebody getting it? Because the name of Jesus is what? Is Emmanuel. What is Emmanuel? God with us. So I want you to know here this morning that you are not walking alone. You are not what? That should give you an assurance in the midst of that challenge. Now, for the mere fact that Jesus came doesn't exempt us from passing through fire. It doesn't exempt us from passing through waters. But the assurance we have, even with this person, is that in the midst of that fire, I am with you. And if Jesus is with you inside fire, then that shows that fire can burn you. That is why I know that the challenges or challenge you are going through now will not kill you. And these 6 days remaining, by the reality of his presence abiding with us, such shall be converted to testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number one, what is in the birth of Jesus Christ for the world? It is the birth of glad tidings to all the people. It is the birth of what? Of glad tidings to all the people. Luke 2:11. But says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So the birth of Jesus brought and bought for you and I glad tidings. So beginning from today, I cause an end to every evil tidings around your life. I decree an end to every evil tidings in your business. I decree an end to every evil tidings in your blood, in your body, in your finance, in the name of Jesus. Why? Because the birth of Jesus is the birth of glad tidings. And let me pray this prayer. Whoever has been ordained from hell to always bring evil news your way, after this meeting, you see them no more. Who doesn't have good news to share with you is not qualified to walk with you. So, association is not by force. Watch yourself. Watch your neighborhood. Watch your friends. Watch your family. Recently, I have had people calling me. But many of those calls, underneath it, it shows as if they are showing care. But I now discover they keep reminding me of that are not working. Alpha, how about this? How about that? Please, now, if you want your joy to be full this season, you must shut the gateway of your ears to those who will not make you happy. If I come your way, and if I don't speak peace into your life, don't accommodate me. I hope somebody is hearing. Now, this season is not for evil tidings. It's for what? It's for glad tidings. That was what Jesus brought. I pray that the source of every evil tiding around your life dry up now. I said it dries up now. In the name of Jesus Christ. So what is in glad tidings? What is in glad tidings? That is what we call the gospel. Is somebody getting it? Glad tidings is the same that we call what? The gospel. That shows the gospel should bring you good news. You can't come to church and not be happy. Praise the Lord. If church doesn't add to your happiness, then leave the church. Because church is meant to add value to destiny. Praise the Lord. David said, I was glad when they say, let us go to the house. Why? Because he knew that therein lies glad tidings. I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of the Lord. He knew that no matter what he has been through in the marketplace, the moment he enters the church, gladness comes. I pray for somebody here this morning that burden that follow you to church this morning will not go back with you. Why? Because you have come to the city of glad tidings. Your joy will be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. So salvation is available to all mankind, whosoever choose to believe. So it's not by force. So we have a mandate, a choice to make to be glad. Praise the Lord. That just no man or no woman is the source of your gladness. You make a choice. To be what? To be glad. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4. Bible says, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? That is salvation. That is the mandate from heaven. God wants all men to be saved. But those who are saved are those who have made their choices. Is somebody getting it now? Because salvation is not by force. It's by choice. Even though the grace of God that brought it appears for every man. But only those who embrace it enjoy the privileges. Praise the Lord. In 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. Bible says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. That's just, when we talk about temptations there, we are not talking about the issue of immorality or errors. We are talking about challenges. Unpleasant situations. So God has a mandate to bring you out. So this morning, God is bringing somebody out. Why? Because he knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Is the specialists are doing that. That's why I know that that situation will not swallow you up. The only thing there you need to do is also position yourself as a godly man. Let error not be found around you. So you can enjoy the timely salvation of the King of Glory. And you are coming out. I said you are coming out in the name of the Lord. So this glad tidings is encapsulated inside of grace. That is the glad tiding. The arrival of Jesus is the emergence of grace. Because without Jesus, there is no grace. Praise the Lord. This is Titus chapter 2 verse 11. Bible says, the grace of God that bringeth salvation has what? Has appeared to all men. That was Jesus wasn't hidden when he came. The announcement was made on the rooftops. Praise the Lord. What is it that the birth of Jesus has brought to the world. Number two, it is the birth of great joy in a joyless world. It is the birth of what? Great joy in a joyless world. Now, how can you explain a multi-billionaire not happy, not living a happy life, and somebody who doesn't have money, joy beaming out? Can you explain it? It is not psychology. There is something working it from within. Praise the Lord. That is to let you know that it is not money that brings joy. We see people in the street of Italy dropping their boxes that contains dollars and pounds because that satisfaction they desire wasn't in that substance. Praise the Lord. We see multi-billionaires committing suicide. That is to let you know that it is not money that satisfies. But yet you see a peasant living a happy life. That shows there is more to money, to joy than money. I read a book sometime back by Avazini. He said, there is something better than money. There are quite a handful of things that are better than money. Even though money is good. Praise the Lord. Now, it is the birth of great joy to a what? In a joyless world. If you look at Luke chapter 2 verse 10, Bible says, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you what? Good tidings. Of what? Of great joy. Which shall be to how many people? But are all people happy? Are all people joyful? No. It is the choice that people make that determines what flows through them. Praise the Lord. What is in joy? So that you can desire it. So that I can desire it. What is in joy? Number one, please understand that joy is one of the virtues that accompanies salvation. That shows the moment you are saved, whether there is money in your pocket or not, you discover that there is a joy that flows through your life. And that is the joy of salvation. It is the joy of escape from calamity and untimely death. It is the joy of escape from eternal damnation. Praise the Lord. That joy will always come, whether there is money or not. I pray for somebody here this morning, that whatever has tampered with your joy, heaven judge them now. For somebody here, your joy is declared restored. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Praise the Lord. And in Romans chapter 14 verse 17, Bible says, for the kingdom of God is not what? Is not meat and drink. Because these are things money can buy. Money can't buy joy. Praise the Lord. But righteousness and peace and what? And joy in the Holy Ghost. That shows at salvation, the person, the well of joy is the person of the Holy Ghost, is the fountain of joy. At salvation, the moment you connect with him, you discover that a new you is born. Praise the Lord. Joy is one of the virtues that accompany salvation. Praise the Lord. And you discover that in life, you can't be fulfilled without joy. Because it enhances fruitfulness and harvest. Praise God. Let's go. Now, what is in joy? Health and vitality, they are in joy. When you see a joyful man, that person won't be falling sick anyhow. Why? Because the challenges of life won't preoccupy his mind. Joy detoxifies sorrow. Is somebody getting it? Joy detoxifies anxiety. Joy detoxifies worries. Praise the Lord. And create the platform for health and vitality. In Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22, Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like what? Like medicine. That shows the same impact medicine will make in the life of a sick person. When somebody is joyful, that person too will enjoy life. But a broken spirit dries the bones. That's why you must guard your heart. Bible says, guard your heart with all what? Diligence. Because out of them are the things that makes life interesting comes from. If a man's heart has been tampered with, that man can't know joy. Even give him $1 billion. Praise the Lord. So inside of joy lies what? Health and vitality. Now, you see that when you see a joyful person, contentment will be at the back. Because it is not what that person doesn't have that will be moving that person. The person will be satisfied with what he has per time, trusting God for visitation. Praise the Lord. That is what joy does. Health and vitality. You know, in Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10, hear what Nehemiah said. Then he said unto them, go your way. Heat the fat. I am telling somebody here now, go your way. Whatever you have on the table this Christmas, take it. With what? With joy and satisfaction. Then nobody can tease you with what you don't have. So go your way. Do what? Eat the fat and drink the sweet. And send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. That is to let you know that this season is not the season of receiving, it is the season of giving. Therein lies joy. A receiver's joy will not be full until he has given. Because your joy is rooted in the fact that you are adding value to destiny. It doesn't matter how much. I was telling my wife yesterday, I said, forget. It's according to what a man has. If this is what we have, go and share it that way. Don't plan with what is not in the cupboard. Plan with what you have. And it's from your heart. Whoever is not satisfied is their cup of tea. But you, certainly, this is what I have, and reach out. Then your own joy will be full. Praise the Lord. That's why somebody can give ₦1 million and still not be joyful. And somebody can give ₦100 and joy will be full. Praise the Lord. Say, for this day is holy unto our God. Today is what? Is holy unto our God. Is holy unto our God. You may not necessarily give anybody chicken. You may not have a bag of rice to give somebody, but you can have cup to give. You discover that your joy will be full. I sent something on our platform talking about a wise man once told me that it is not the phrase, I may not be able to pick now, but I sent it on that platform. How the man was complaining. They wanted to sell their Christmas tree just to make sure they, from there they can make money to buy gift for the daughter and to have something to eat at Christmas. But nobody come patronizing. Because the atmosphere was bad. And the man was crying. You see, when you see a man cry, you should know that there was something. There is fire what? If a woman cry, it doesn't really make meaning. But yes, because you know, crying and women, the wiring is like the same. Hallelujah. But for you, you will not cry. Oh. No woman will cry here. Whatever will make you cry this season will be cry of joy. In the name of the Lord. But if you see a man packaged, then all of a sudden the mouth spoiled, tears dropping, you should know something is wrong. That was the case of that man. But bless God for the daughter. Don't think our children are playing there. Our children, one of them may be your source of joy, inspiration. Praise the Lord. There was a day I was worried. One of them just said, daddy, but you said we should have faith. That shows a man of God too can forget. When challenge come, praise the Lord. Say, okay, yes, we have faith. Let to God be the glory. You are right. I just want to test you. You know, let's go ahead. Praise the Lord. And this lady keep telling the father, daddy, everything will be alright. I am telling somebody here this morning, everything will be alright. Everything will be alright. You know the suggestion that girl gave to the father? He said, daddy, this one that we are complaining that you couldn't sell this Christmas tree, why not just give them out and make other people's life sweet? Make somebody happy.
Perhaps. The father said, you said so. You know, what that was trying to do is that it's not me. At least I will have something to leverage on tomorrow. But the man yielded to the daughter's advice. And as he began to release the Christmas trees, for everyone the Christmas tree had his or house, joy was restored. Now listen to me. You may have needs, but yet you may be meeting needs. Fainting, but yet pursuing. If that is where your own joy lies. After it, you know, release all of the Christmas trees, not knowing that each of those houses, the tree enter, something was healed. Their body was lifted. Their cases were sorted. In one house, the husband and the wife, they've already fought and they filed for divorce. It was that Christmas tree that enter that united them. And they canceled their divorce. Not only that, the person they gave the Christmas tree to is the wife of the landlord of the house. That they are owing money. You can see. At the end of the day, anytime the man wept again and said, and I feel like doing this. And the daughter said, Daddy, forget about it. Somebody will just knock at the door. And it is that thing he was crying for the person we bring. Is somebody getting it? Now, it is more blessed to give than to receive. I pray for somebody here this morning. There shall be a knock at your door. And that knock will open the door of your visitation. In the name of Jesus. I couldn't say it. But just go to NLS Federal Locals platform. You will see the stuff there. Listen to it. When I listen to it, tear no drop. My door always give. Perhaps I'm not doing it for. I always give. Why? Because there is blessing inside. It can unlock anybody's destiny. It's a seed into one's future. And it is not in the quantity. Praise the Lord. Somebody's story is changing. Now, what is in joy? Joy creates a platform for fruitful labor. Fruitful what? Labor. Joel chapter 1, verse 11 to 12. Perhaps I should give this testimony that the little God helped me to do. This Christmas, I had never go to the market to say, I want to buy chicken. Or to say, I want to buy rice. Even now, you will think we have yam farm. Hallelujah. Some people are laughing. Praise the Lord. So we need to start even giving out yam. Praise the Lord. If what you have is not enough, sow it as a seed. Eh? Do what? Sow it as a seed. He giveth seed to the sower and bread to the eater. We have people in church, they ate the bread God gave and they still ate seed. And they are waiting for harvest. It will never come. Seeds are not meant to be eaten with the foot. They are meant to be sown. Bread are to be eaten. God will give us understanding. Fruitful labor is from joy. You are here this season. Since January till date, it looks like you have labored in vain. Now, I want you to trust in the sequel of joy, these 6 days remaining. Don't entertain anything that will make your heart to be heavy. Forget about the error of your pastor. Hello? Forget about the offense of your pastor. Eh? Concentrate on God. Don't allow anything to weigh down your heart. Guide that heart and make your joy flow from there. If nothing happened with these 6 days, then, because God is a good God. Now, 6 is the number of man. God won't need more than 6 days to change a man's situation. On the 6th day, man came. Somebody's story is changing. Praise the Lord. So, Joel chapter 1 verse 11 to 12. We saw the Bible says, why everything dried up? Look at it. Be ashamed. Now, what this is saying is that when you should be harvesting and nothing is happening, shame is the lot of that farmer. Somebody getting it? Now, be ashamed, O ye husband men. How, O ye vine dressers? For the wheat and for the barley. Because the harvest of the field is what? Is perished. God, the Bible says, they will see shame. You know, let's see verse 2. Why is that happening? The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languishes. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered. Why? Can you see now, you must not allow anybody around your life who will allow your joy to wither away. That person is not doing you well. It is your harvest they are targeting. Praise the Lord. It is not out of place, even if you don't know how to sing. Sing godly music around you, something that will lighten up your mood. That is the atmosphere for the miraculous. Praise the Lord. Also understand that nobody can access revelation without the place of joy. You can't gain insight into what God is about to show you. Now, for some of us now, this should be the season when we need to sit down and begin to listen for inspiration for 2023. Something will drop for somebody that you will run with in 2023. And Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3 that with joy, therefore, look at it now. Therefore, with joy, what will happen? Shall ye draw water? Where? Out of the well of salvation. Now, this salvation is what Jesus brought for us. Is that not so? That shows there are things salvation brought. Salvation is seen as the well. That shows inside that well lies other amenities, benefits. But you won't be able to ask it. It's not how until Jesus. So it is joy that people leverage on to enjoy the privileges of salvation. I see God heal our joy this morning. In the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me just mention the remaining. So we create room for. Number three, it is the birth of peace in a troubled world. The birth of Jesus Christ is the birth of peace in a troubled world. So you are here this morning, your heart is troubled. I have good news for you. That the peace of God be restored in your heart. The peace of God be restored in your home. The peace of God be restored in your relationships. Now for some of us here this morning, please hear this. There are people heaven has ordained for you to shift you to next level. But the enemy via his schemings has caused a barrier, has brought a barrier. Though heaven has ordained for you are the people you fought. So that the good that they carry, they won't be able to add value to your life with them. My prayer this morning is that by the force of this season, there shall be peace. I decree the restoration of that relationship. As I said, for every relationship that you had value to your life, the enemy has caused severe. I decree this morning, by the hand of God, that relationship be restored. Now, there are two persons here this morning. This is the life you should be enjoying. Because there is somebody that should be adding value to your life. But in the last 2 months, there was a strain in that relationship. And you yourself, you can't even call the person. Talk less of the person remembering you. But because this season brings peace, and the Prince of Peace is here this morning, I decree peace in that relationship. After this meeting, you will receive a call. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Praise the Lord. Now, what is in peace? Christ is the Prince of Peace. Or the fountain of peace that passes all knowledge. Praise the Lord. This season, peace will be restored. Please understand also that peace is the platform upon which God takes over our battle. It is that platform. Now, many a times, you know, the challenge of many of us is that we have been asking, what is the will of God? We have been into. Praise the Lord. But let me say this. If angel
fail to come down to confirm that you are in the will of God, then watch out for peace. The disposition of peace. The moment you are praying and you discover that there is no more trouble around that area, rest your case. God is working out something. I said, God is working out something. I said, God is working out something. Why? Because peace is the platform upon which God takes over our battle. If you look at Exodus 14:14, Bible says, the Lord shall fight for you. And what will happen? And ye shall hold your peace. Concerning that matter, God will step in. So concerning that situation, God will step in. In your office, God will step in. With that customer, God will step in. In your business, God will step in. In the name of the Lord. Because the one we have come to celebrate this morning is the Prince of Peace. I see peace rule your heart in the mighty name of the Lord. I would say, be anxious for nothing. Don't allow this matter to trouble you. Praise the Lord. But in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. You can't give thanks if peace is not in place. Praise the Lord. I see heaven stepping now. Psalm 46 verse 10. Bible says, be still. What does that mean? Be peaceful. Praise the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. Rest your case on me and let see me step in. God will step in this season. In the mighty name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now, one of those things that this season brings is also the presence of God. Praise God. The name of Jesus Christ is what? Emmanuel. Meaning God with us. I don't want us to end this year without Him. And I don't want us to enter the new year walking alone. I want us to carry, beginning from now, the consciousness of His presence. Knowing that in the midst of thee, I am not alone here. Praise the Lord. If God hadn't stepped into the fire, the three Hebrew children would have been consumed. But He was there before they came. He sat as the lion of the tribe of Judah in the den for Daniel. He knew Daniel would be thrown into that den, so He went ahead. Praise the Lord. When they left Egypt and they were face to face with the Red Sea, He said to them, tell my people to go forward. Somebody is going forward this season. Do you know that when God walks with you, the situations troubling your life will no longer see you. It's God they will begin to see. And none of those things will see God and see troubles you. They will have to surrender. I pray for somebody here this morning that whatever has followed you till date, that won't let you enjoy the peace of God. As you go with the mindset of the Emmanuel walking with you, those things will begin to step out in the mighty name of the Lord. Somebody shout a louder amen. So when Jesus come, it means that God's presence has come to do what? To dwell with man again. In Matthew chapter 1 verse 23, the Bible says, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name what? Emmanuel. Which being interpreted, God is with us. No one here will walk alone. You won't walk alone into 2023 in the mighty name of the Lord. This year will still bring you glad tidings. You will end this year well. For you, I decree that the scourge of sudden calamity will not befall you. As that the scourge of sudden death will not come near your dwelling. In the name of the Lord. Please, let's quickly hear this brief charge before we do the end of year thanksgiving and shut down this morning. Praise the Lord. Now, please understand that there are blessings that accompanies thanksgiving. Anytime the people of God return to give Him thanks, it is not for fun. Praise the Lord. That's why it must be our lifestyles as individuals. Let's see those blessings that accompany thanksgiving as we shut down this morning. Psalm 92 verse 1 to 2. Bible says, it is a good thing to give thanks to who? Unto the Lord. And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Praise the Lord. Then when we do that on a daily basis, let's see verse 10 to 15. Bible says, when we give Him thanks, when we acknowledge him, when we identify with his dealings in our lives, and we return with a grateful heart. Verse 10 says, something will begin to happen around us. But my horn shall thou exalt like horn of a unicorn. That shows there will be no challenge again that will be able to bring your head low. I pray for somebody here this morning. That thing that has been making you to bow your head in sorrow, in great searching of the heart, the hand of God lift it up from your life now. Why? Because our horn, it will exalt like that of a unicorn. If you see the horn on the head of a unicorn, it has never bent before now. It's just looking straight. And it can pierce anything. Praise the Lord. You will not bow to shame. You will not bow to crisis. In the midst of challenges, your horn will be standing. In the name of Jesus. Said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. That shows when we give God thanks, fresh oil is our portion. My eye also shall see my desire of my enemies. How many of you believe that the enemy have plans, they have desires. They are looking forward to seeing come to pass in your life. But hear what the Bible says. Instead of that happening, there shall be a reversal. It is your eyes now that will now see your own desire upon them. And your own ears shall hear the desire of the wicked that rise up against you. Bible says in verse 12, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. It shall grow up like cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Look at verse 14. They shall still bring forth fruit even in old age. So nobody can write anybody off. Is somebody getting it? Nobody can do what? Write anybody off. Please expect to return with fresh oil from this thanksgiving. As we rise up this morning to celebrate God and give him thanks, God will be anointing our heads afresh. Fresh oil will be dropping on our heads. Now also expect to start scaling new heights, even in this coming year. That's just from now, something will rub on your life that you will carry into the new year. I thought there are people in the house. So expect to start scaling new heights in the new year. Then number 3, expect to still keep bringing forth even in old age. Praise the Lord. Even in old age. There is no age that is too old for success. Warren Buffett is one of the richest persons in the world now. I think he should be going to 92. I think he's the oldest. But substance still flowing in. Resources still flowing in. As your days are, so shall your strength be. Rise on your feet. Expect to still keep bringing forth fruit in old age. Whatever you desire that your hands haven't reached yet, beginning from now, heaven begin to reposition you. So the hand of God will reposition you. In the name of Jesus. Why not lift up your hands, your voice to heaven, and begin to give him thanks. Begin to celebrate him. Begin to recount some of those glorious things God has done for you.
Thank you for listening to Champion Circle Podcast.
If this message has blessed you and you would like more information about Champion Circle, please visit us at championcircleblogspot.com.
Make sure to subscribe, follow, review, comment, listen, download, and share Champion Circle Podcast. We leave you with this word from Acts 20:32. Now I entrust you to God, whose gracious truth is transformational and able to rebuild your character to be like Christ and give you the promised inheritance of eternal life, joining all those who are fully healed. See you next time.